Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen and we're back from holiday break, and I do hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday. And if you found someone that was out there in need of some love, I do say send that. This is that season where, you know, a lot of times people feel very isolated and alone if they don't have the big family gatherings. We spent quite a bit of time at a VA hospital and around some beautiful souls, and it really touched my heart. I want to say thank you to them for showing me a capacity that is beyond what most of us probably experience in our lifetime. So those guys out there and those women that have served and are going through a lot of recovery right now, I am with you completely. I did want to say that. Now, today we are talking about really the root cause of what's going on with healing, what causes physical symptoms, what causes all kinds of disease of our experience in life. And we are talking about the chakra system. And there's a lot of people that know what the chakra system is, and then there's a lot of people that don't. So I'm going to go over a little bit of everything with that today. I want to open the lines if you have a question about it. Call in 1-800-930-2819. I want to hear from you because this is a big deal. This goes into the human energy field and what energy healing is all about. So that's why we're talking about it today. It will start off with physical symptoms. A lot of times that's what you first notice. It's not that it starts there. It's actually the last body that you'll feel it at. As a last resort, your true self, your inner being, your spirit will give you different indications that something's out of balance. And that's what we're looking at. That's the energy or the root cause of what would happen and manifest physically. And it's not just about a physical manifestation. It's about, wow, why is this happening? What's going on with my boundaries? What are my spiritual issues, my emotions, my fears, different things like that? And we'll go through different ones, but we want to go over how you may recognize it first. And most people will recognize it as a physical symptom. That means it's been there for a while. I won't kid you. It's been there for a while, and it's something that is part of your life's journey to heal while you're here. Sometimes this is just part of why we came here to begin with, is to work on certain issues. And so we may have come in with a major illness such as muscular dystrophy or something like that, because there was something that our soul wanted to learn. It's not that we self-punish, but it goes deeper than that. If you're looking at it just from a physical level, it seems like, why would we do that? You know, that's thinking of it on this plane. We're going into a depth of looking at this from a bigger picture of soul path growth, of your true self, and challenges can be truly some of the greatest teachers. We don't have to have hard challenges. We can have gentler lessons. And that is why I love teaching this, and that's why I'm very much about energy healing, because when you become aware that your body is actually the last resort to tell you about an imbalance. You can go further than that and stop it sooner. You can go in and heal something before it becomes that. You can release a lot of things that are causing a block for your goals, your dreams, your happiness. A lot here. Learning and tuning in and being connected with that self-awareness is one of the best gifts you could ever give yourself. One of the absolute best gifts. And we are talking about that today. A lot of times, even us as teachers in this, we all know when we've let our boundaries get overcompromised. Absolutely. I know it. And I think the harder, the more that I go into this in depth, it's kind of the thing that I have spoken with other healers about. And sometimes we feel like we feel it harder than anybody else. And I'm not saying that we have it more than anyone else. Nobody's more than anybody else here. Nobody is. Nobody is, absolutely no. I mean, when I was in that VA hospital, I was learning from those beautiful souls in there. And many people are thinking, wow, they've just got all kinds of issues. They're recovering from all kinds of things. And, you know, they've been to a plane. They've been to a depth of the human spirit that they understand if they've been there. And so nobody can understand something like that unless they've truly been through something like that. We can try. We can have compassion. But don't assume that you know what they need. Don't assume that. That's something that I want to say right away on that. Don't assume that you can just get that if it's not something that you've been through. This is having capacity to have compassion and understanding that we want to help them, but we may not completely know for sure, you know, if we haven't gone through that. It may not be part of your life purpose in this time. This may not be what you're here to do. You may be here to learn other things. And that's how we help each other. We help each other by allowing and having that capacity to allow another's journey while we also allow our own and we keep our boundaries. So in chakras, there's 7 major chakras. What they are, and that is spelled C-H-A-K-R-A-S. It's a Sanskrit. It comes, you hear about it a lot in yoga. If you really want to learn a little bit more, you might want to start doing some yoga. Yoga is great, and there's different levels. Even if you don't feel like you could ever be that flexible, they have all kinds of different levels for that. It is a wonderful exercise that connects mind, body, spirit together. And it does activate and help cleanse and works with the chakras. So I'm very much an advocate for that. It's a wonderful exercise. Mental focus as well. But a chakra is an energy transformer. Think about it that way mechanically for a moment. It's an energy transformer. And that's exactly what it does. It is transforming all the energy that you receive that comes through you and out. You're like an ant. You're just like, it comes in, it processes, it goes out. It can get backed up if there's too much coming in and not enough going out, or the process gets hung up. Think of a clogged kitchen sink. Yuck. Yep, that's right. That's what can happen. And not all energy that's coming in is negative energy. But I'm sure most people are noticing the ones that are negative. You're noticing that more than you are the other. But it is very much about those transformers processing properly. Empathic people, a lot of times, will get in what I would call over your head, because I know I've been there, done that. You will feel like overwhelmed because your job is to process your own energies and allow outside energies to flow in and right out. You're just experiencing those. What can happen with someone empathic is they don't recognize that those energies that are trying to process in through these chakras are not theirs to process. They're actually taking it on as if it was their own experience. And that's what can cause a lot of overwhelming illness, too much, overload the chakras. Now they're getting backed up and clogged because we can never really process another's energy. We can process ours. So the goal is we are experiencing things that are outside of us, but we are not to keep them. We let them in and out. That has nothing to do with compassion. It is not trying to control and take care of it like it's ours. You're now taking it from another person when you do that. That's theirs to process, so to speak. That's another's experience. So this gets really in depth with that, but it goes into a lot of issues. It goes into a lot of dysfunctions, actually, like codependency and things like that, and why things happen the way they do. But we are going to be talking about chakras 1 through 7, some of the physical symptoms when we come back, give you a little bit of an idea of where they're located in the body and what you may be experiencing as a symptom. And then we're going to talk about the boundaries about these chakras and how they can be too flexible or too rigid and how that can affect you as well. Don't hesitate. Call in if you have a question about what we're talking about today as you're listening. You can also reach me over at my website, jenroyster.com, later if you'd like to send something in. That's JennRoyster.com. So don't hesitate. We're here to help you, and we're here to find out how we can heal the human energy field through the chakras. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're talking about the powerful chakras of the human energy field and how we can get to the root cause of a lot of illness or issues that we are dealing with and truly heal at an energetic level. And this is something that you can start to explore on your own or with someone else, of course, that's knowledgeable in the field. But I'm very passionate about sharing and teaching energy healing because that is what I've seen to be one of the most powerful ways to heal all. And one of the things that I love is that with Archangel Shamuel, especially, whenever I feel like, okay, what's going on around me, it's always remember that nothing is really real. Everything's an illusion except divine love. That's the only thing that is actually real. And when I need to know that, he sends that to me, and it's really a very peaceful feeling. There's peace when you remember that. Wanted to give you that. Now, I wanted to tell you where they are. The chakras, like I said, they're energy transformers. They're somewhat shaped like a cone. They have a front and a back side, and they can be closed or open. They can be balanced, unbalanced. They can be clogged. They can be, you know, clean and working efficiently. Think of an engine or mechanical, and this will help you with what I'm talking about. And there's seven major chakras that we relate to a lot in this physical world, especially the first three. As we get to 4, 5, and 6, it starts to transition into a more spiritual level. There's also 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We're not going into those. That's pretty advanced chakras, but we're talking about the ones that most of you are feeling, and you probably don't even realize that's what's going on. Now, the very first one is called the root chakra. It's chakra 1, and it is at the very base of your spine, the very bottom base of your spine. And let's talk a little bit about what physical symptoms might be happening if this one's out of balance. Addictions, I know, chronic low back pain, insecurities about financial issues. Do I have enough money? Do I have a place to live? It's very much about this physical world. It's very much about your security in the physical world and your physical needs met. That one, I'm sure, has been spinning around, causing all kinds of things for a lot of people with different things going on. But that's the first chakra. Sciatica, depression, immune disorders, many, many things can be affected in that root first chakra, at the very bottom of your spine. The color of this chakra is red. Red. And when we do meditations and we're working to clear those chakras, where, you know, if you have that ability to see different colors or visualize, we a lot of times, when I'm looking at them and I'm working with someone, I can see if that color is a healthy red or a muddy red or a dark red, or if there's other colors there that shouldn't be there. I will also see it not in the best shape or form. It may be distorted. And sometimes I'll actually see symbols. And that's going into something that is completely different topic. But you're looking for which, as I go through these, you're looking for, wow, am I having any of that? And maybe I could explore a little bit more about that particular chakra. Each one, a whole book could be written on, you know. There's lots of material out there, and then I'm here for you if you have questions. I mean, that's what I'm an expert in. But this is very much the lower back, you know. Betrayal can sometimes show up here if you have a low back pain. Just, you know, what's going on physically in your world? Do you feel your needs are met to survive physically? Money, shelter, food, clothing, etc. Where are your securities? That's that type of thing. And chakra 2, that's the second chakra. We come up a little bit from the base of the spine between the navel and the first one, and that's where the second chakra sits. It's very much located in that sexual organ area for both men and women. And this one can also have This is where it can be a little interesting, because this one can also have low back pain or sciatica, just like the first one. But see, everything's connected. So that means you're looking at a couple of chakras here. But it also can have issues with sexuality, creativity, urinary, OBGYN problems. You're looking for your male or feminine identity here, because this is that chakra that's about creating. It's also, even if it had nothing to do with a relationship, it's going to be relationships as well. But it may be about, what if you're into business and you're trying to create something new? How are you about when things change and something needs to be created new? This one is very much a creative one. This can go into blame, guilt, power, honoring a relationship, ethics. This is a second chakra issue. This is all going to be showing up in low back, sciatica, sexual organ problems, pelvic, low back, things like that, urinary problems as well. So I'm just letting you know, those are some of the physical symptoms, because that might be what you're noticing first. Now the third chakra, we're going to move up again, and that's going to be right at the solar plexus. I'm sorry, second chakra has an orange color. It's a more of a vitality color. I want to tell you the colors of these chakras as well. It's more of an orange. Okay, now third chakra is yellow. That's the third one, and that's up at the solar plexus. And that one is one that I see being some major issues, because this is your power and control issue area. You know, this is like, who's in charge of who and who's the boss of me? Are you the boss of you, or is somebody else trying to be the boss of you? This is one that usually has quite a bit going on with boundaries. Arthritis can show up here. Yep. If you're having trouble with arthritis, look at the third chakra. Arthritis is very much about resentment, anger that has been deep-seated, maybe been there for years. And it's not an easy one to overcome. You think you're better, and then you have to keep going with it. I mean, I know that I've experienced some of that, and I've had, wow, I've got to look at what it is that I have to release and work on. Everybody will have that. This is also an area where gastric, intestinal problems. Do you have a lot of intestinal problems? Do you have all kinds of stomach problems? Do you have bowel movement problems? I know. We're going to talk about it. I know it. That, this is indigestion, reflux. Yeah, this is a big one. Liver dysfunction, adrenal dysfunction, anorexia, bulimia. These are all physical symptoms of third chakra. Whoa. Lots of stuff there. But these are indications that you have something going on. Diabetes as well. Diabetes is a third chakra issue. And it is one of the big ones. And it's the one before we start to transition to the fourth, which now we start getting into emotions and spiritual and the heart. And then we start to move up. So we're going to get through these. Let's do one more before we take break. Fourth chakra. Fourth chakra is up at the heart, right in the center of your chest, where your physical heart's more to the left. This is right in the center of your chest. And this one is green. This is the color of this one. And this one obviously would have physical symptoms if you have something going on here. Congestive heart failure, bronchial pneumonia, lung cancer, asthma, allergies, anything cardio, valve, breast cancer, upper back, shoulder problems, you name it. I mean, this one, yep. Mostly cardiology. But this one is the chakra of the heart and emotions and feeling. And now we're moving into the spiritual side of our being. Those first three are very, very physical world. This is where it shifts. Now, this one is a big one too, that a lot of people feel a lot of pain in, and so they'll close the heart off. And that's too closed off. We're going to be talking about a little bit about those boundaries, too rigid, too open, things like that. We're going to talk about that. But feelings are what come through this one. I mean, all emotions, love, anger, hate, happy, sad, you name it, all the emotions, the feeling, the jealousy, the envies, you know, everything that you may experience in an emotion are going to come through this chakra. And if you are struggling or you're not processing that, oh my goodness. And now just think about the empathic people that are trying to process their own and somebody else's. You'll feel grief. Obviously, that's an emotion. You'll feel the loneliness. This is forgiveness and compassion. This is also where you can find hope and trust. This is love or hatred. This is a big one. 3 and 4 are some powerhouse chakras. And so when we come back, I'm going to go through 5, 6, and 7. And then we are going to move right into some of the boundary issues of these chakras and what we can do about it. Call in if you'd like, if you have a question, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we've been talking about the powerful chakra system of the human energy field. And we are now on the 5th chakra. We've been going through chakras 1 through 7, and then we're going to talk about the boundary issues. But we're talking about the physical symptoms now. So continuing on, we're at the 5th chakra, and this one is at your throat, right in your neck, your throat. And think about what this one's going to be, the raspy throat, the chronic sore throat, the gum, the TMJ. Oh, my goodness, who's got TMJ out there? The temporal, the joint problems where you're grinding your teeth. Laryngitis, swollen glands, thyroid problems. This is a communication chakra. This is about expressing your true self, your personal expression. Do you hold it in? Do you release it? Are you being true? Are you being open? Are you closed off? This one also, like the first chakra, can have some addiction problems. Judgment, criticism, all kinds of things can come from this one. But it is a communication chakra. Are you having problems with communication in your life? This is a chakra to look at. Are you plagued with a lot of problems in the throat? Or, you know, the sore throat, the congestion, the laryngitis, things like that. This one can also be with the ears, nose, and throat issues. So this one's interesting because now we're looking at, are we being polite or are we being honest? And are we being truthful or are we grinding and biting our tongue and not saying anything? How many relationships are you in where you have to do that? Or when you actually do speak your truth, what happens? If you feel like you can or it doesn't work, now there's an imbalance probably on both parties. And it's accountable to each individual to work on that. Yeah, I mean, that's what that would be. You have to work on your own. You can't do it for somebody else. They can choose to improve or they can choose not to. So you have to do that for yourself as well. This is a big one in a society where we people please. This one's going to have some effects. I mean, this is very much a big one. Are you following your dream? You know, are you being real? Are you expressing that to the world? That's what you're looking for in the fifth chakra. Now let's move on to the sixth chakra. The sixth chakra is right between the brows, right in the center of the forehead. And that one's related to the pineal and pituitary gland as well. But now we're getting into some spiritual. This is also associated with clairvoyance if you have that open. But now you're really going into the spiritual aspects of things intellectually. Do you feel adequate? Do you have seizures? Let's go physical. Seizures, learning disabilities, you know, what blow, you know, tension, things like that. Blindness, neurological disturbances, brain tumor, things like that. Spinal. It's a very interesting chakra. This is getting into the heady part of it, so to speak, where we are going, okay, let's get a little deeper now. Let's think about it. You're also, are you allowing other people to have ideas that are different from yours? Do you have that capacity? That would be in the sixth chakra. Wow, I know. There's a lot going on here. Do you have the ability to learn from an experience or a challenge? Or do you see it as blaming who did what to you? Because, yes, things happen and people do hurt you, but then you have to look past that and, all right, what do I need to learn from this experience? We all have them. All of us do. I have them too. And no, I don't care for them either, but they're part of why I'm here, to learn and grow and go deeper. And I do always try to find the quickest path, like, okay, I'm really uncomfortable with this, but let's find out what I need to learn from it so I can move on my journey. And that's what I've found to be the most efficient to keep me in a more positive healing environment versus just dragging my feet through the mud. So that's my personal experience, and I've been through plenty, and I share that with you. So this one is very much about a self-evaluation. And let's go into the seventh chakra. This is the last one of the physical body, and this one is the very top of your head at the crown, right at the crown of your head. And this one deals with the muscle system, skeletal, your skin. This is about mystical depression, spiritual depression. Oh, now we're in that spiritual chakra, that seventh chakra. This one has like an amethyst type color to it. And you have, you know, do you have chronic exhaustion, like, you know, that chronic disease where, or that syndrome where you're always tired and there's nothing physically wrong? You're looking at a lot of spiritual things with this. This one can also be very associated with if you have a lot of extreme allergies. You're allergic to everything. You're allergic to life. You're allergic to a million, you know, all that allergy stuff. That's a spiritual, almost like a spiritual confusion. And that one's going to be related here as well. This one in the fifth. So you're looking for, do you have extreme sensitivity? This is another physical symptom of this one. Do you have extreme sensitivity to light or sound? Yeah. I remember my boys when we were growing up, they knew that if mommy got upset with them, they'd go put like Yanni CDs on or something. Because they knew like, oh, don't make a lot of, don't do that. And I look back and we talk about it now that they're both grown and they understand because they're now experiencing and feeling those things as well. But this chakras, this one is now your transition point up to the eighth and your connection to something higher, your higher self. You're moving on to that once you go from there. So when all of these chakras, 1 through 7, are in alignment and healthy, you're efficiently processing energy that you receive, absorb from your experiences in this physical world. You're allowing them to be something you experience. You process what's yours. If it's an issue you need to deal with or grow with or learn or gain capacity or understanding, self-awareness, then that's what you work on. And you let the rest move on. And it's identifying which one's yours and which one is not, like I said earlier. Now, that's a general idea of the 7 chakras we were talking about, the 7 main chakras. But let's talk a little bit now, and we have a few minutes on this one before the break, and then we'll finish up, about the boundaries of those chakras. Let's go back to the first chakra, all the way at the base of the spine. This one, okay. And this is going to be the case with all of them. Boundaries are very, very, very important, period. And they should be respected. You should respect your own boundaries, and people should respect them as well. But what happens when we don't respect our own is we allow too much in. So when you start to realize that, this can be interesting trying to balance that out. But boundaries that are too flexible for the first chakra are overspending. Oh my goodness, overspending. Sex addiction, workaholism, food, alcohol, and other addictions. Anemia, varicose veins, cancer, skin problems. Wow, just too flexible there. Now let's look at a boundary that would be too rigid for the first chakra. Lack of money and primary needs, lack of joy, controlling relationships, anorexia, diseases, lower back problems, muscle tightness, just inability to enjoy anything. That would be too rigid of a boundary in the first chakra. And if you have no boundary at all, you don't have much ability to function in everyday life. There's going to be severe mental or terminal illnesses that can start to creep in there. Most people are not in that category, but it is important to address that. That's if there's no boundary at all. That's just letting everything just step all over your energy and not good. So you can't function from one day to the next. So my rule here is, and I know this as a teacher in what I do, if my boundaries or my chakras are imbalanced, I'm sorry, but I don't really, let me put it this way. It's important that I balance that. And I will never be here if I cannot give you 100% balanced, healthy energy coming from me. So then if you have lots of things going on, then I triage. So if I have something going on personally, everything else is going to have to wait, because if I have an obligation to be here or I have a job, obviously you don't want to be losing your job because you can't function. You have to balance that. You have to take that time to balance. You have to find what works for you. Empaths are going to need that time by themselves when they get hit by something. And most people don't understand. They try to help them when they need to leave them alone. So I'm going to say that right now, that if you're empathic, you need to take that respect for yourself and be clear that you need that time to yourself for restoration. That's the quickest way to help somebody like that. If you know somebody or you are one, they need that space by themselves a little bit more than maybe somebody else does. And you might be trying to help them, but you're actually making it you're doing the opposite. So I'm suggesting that to you. The other thing with the first is just know that everything I'm talking about is possible to be healed and released. So we're addressing it so you can be aware and then you can work on it. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up on the boundaries and what you can do and ask for some healing in these areas. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back with the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We've been talking about the power of the chakras healing the human energy field. And we're finishing up on the boundaries being too flexible, too rigid, or not having a boundary at all, and how important healthy boundaries are with these chakras. Now, we have already done the first one. We're going to move to the second one. I'm going to move quickly because of time. But second chakra is very emotional. It's a lack of, you know, if it's too flexible, you don't have a separation between your own feelings or others' diseases. Like, you're lost in there. Like I was talking earlier, irritable bowel syndrome, ADD is a little bit going to be there. That's if your boundaries are too flexible. If your boundaries too rigid in the second chakra, controlled, repressed, difficulty to relate to someone else, this is going to affect relationships. No creativity, bowel problems, honestly. And if there is no boundary at all, that's going to be just no management of feelings or relationship to them. You're not going to be able to separate fantasy from reality, and that's not good. So we have too flexible, too rigid, non-existent. So that was the second. You might want to download this podcast to go through this because I'm putting a lot into this show quickly. Third chakra issues, if they're too flexible, lack of good judgment. You're not discernible or appropriate, inappropriate behavior. You can't figure out which one's which. Tara, fears. You're not organized. Where's the logic and reason? Out the window. So that's going to be one of the things you're going to see with too flexible. That too flexible is not good. Too rigid is not good. That's the third chakra, too flexible. Third chakra, too rigid. Excessive criticism and judgment, self-righteousness. You have to always be perfect. You have to always be right. You never allow to hear another viewpoint. Ooh. Anger, rage can be in this one as well. Over-organization, just too rigid. No fun. Just everything's got to be so, you know, that's just, ugh. Now, if there is, that's too rigid. Now, if there's no boundary at all in the third, we're looking at irrationality, period, bottom line. There is no life structure, and you'll have pretty severe digestive disturbances there. Now, the fourth chakra, too flexible. Boundaries too flexible. Fourth chakra, codependency, caretaking, you know, fear of being alone, ugh. You know, heart and lung problems, you know, just that insecurity, you know, and all the things that you basically do to just make sure somebody's in your life. Codependency is a tough one. Now, if the boundary is too rigid in the heart, you're going to be alone or alienated. You're going to have a closed heart. Fear of intimacy, heart, lung problems. You're just not going to be able to relate to anybody because your heart is closed. Now, what about the boundaries that are non-existent? Major relationship disorders. Oh my goodness. Major relationship disorders. And in the fifth chakra, flexible, too flexible, inability to stop talking. We were talking about that with being the fifth chakra, you know, the communication. And do you ever actually let somebody else talk in a conversation, or do you just keep talking? You know, this one is, you don't. Obsessive learning, inability to tune out outside entities. Things like that. Loose jaw, overeating, noise in the ears, ear infections, all kinds of stuff. Throat cancers. Now that's too flexible. If it's too rigid, you shut down and you don't communicate at all. Now it's too rigid. Now it's the complete opposite. It's TMJ, disc problems, under eating. You know, that's just, it goes from one to the other. So see, our goal is balance. Now, if it's non-existent boundaries, no boundaries at all, you're going to have major communication issues. Yep. And you're going to feel it in throat, ears, neck. You know, this goes into mental disorders like multiple personalities. See, boundaries are important. They need to be balanced, not too flexible, not too rigid. You need to have a boundary. The sixth chakra, got two more quickly, and then it looks like we have a caller we'll bring on, if I can hurry. The sixth chakra is, if it's too flexible, overstimulation by visuals. You're just too overstimulated. You can't separate your own plan, visions, and dreams from another. Eye problems can happen in that one if it's too flexible. If it's too rigid, you have a lack of depth perception. You can't plan for yourself. You're going to feel a little bit head in the clouds all the time. You're going to be just lack of vision and dream. You can't quite land your feet anywhere. Narrow focus. You have a narrow focus. You may have eye problems there as well. Now, that's too rigid. And if it's non-existent, totally, you're either scared. It's all about what's happening in the future. Oh, this one. Listen to this one, guys. You're so controlled by what's going to be going on in the future. You're either scared of it or you have visions of it. You know, you just don't know if you can see it. This is all being so focused in the future that you're not in your present now. And the last chakra, the seventh, if you have too flexible of a boundary, you're going to be a religious fanatic. That's going to be like that. That's going to be one of them. You might be very easy to brainwash. Ooh, not good. Just too flexible, too gullible on that. You're not challenging and looking for God within, so to speak. This is very important. Anxiety can happen as well. And if it is a too rigid boundary in the seventh, you're just your inability to connect with any entity divine. You cannot. It's like there's no sense of the divine, so to speak. You're just completely disconnected. That's what that rigidness would be in the seventh. And if it is no boundary at all, that's where you can have some severe depression, anxiety, or other mental health disorders. So you think you have to be perfect to be able to be, you know, in some kind of connection with the divine, which is, you know, not realistic. So now we've gotten through the boundaries and we have a couple of minutes. We can go quickly. We can go quickly. Let's bring Raul on the line quickly with a question before we go off the air.
Hello, Dr. Jan.
Hello. We have to go really fast. What is your question?
Okay, how can I best assist my sister that she's got cancer and also wants to know if that in any way affected my chakra, my energy, or
okay. When you are helping your sister, you're doing energy work with your sister. Is that what you're saying?
I have been doing that, but I also want to help her with nutrition.
Oh, okay. The biggest thing is looking at with cancer, it's tough. Depending on the location of the cancer is where you're going to root out which chakra's involved. Okay, because it's not going to be just cancer is one chakra only. This right. is a lot of healing for her from within. Cancer is like a dark infestation of energy, basically, that is just more like a buildup of resentment. It's eating something that is an issue for her that's eating away. She's got to go there, so you're best to help her, guide her to discover it, so to speak. And as far as nutrition, you're looking to supplement the immune system. Supplement the immune system. That's what you're doing. So anything, and I have to go so fast right now, Raul, because I'm running out of time. But that is what I have done with people that I have helped, and I have seen it work very well when they're going through their treatments. We look at what's the problem, what do you need to forgive, release, and supplement the immune system to keep it strong to help you while you're going through this major, major thing with all of the chemicals and the radiation or whatever it is that she's got to go through. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
With energy healing, you're focusing on that light within her. I'm going super fast right now. But you're going to focus and just on that light. And you're going to only acknowledge and see her as perfect and healed. And that's what you focus on, not the cancer itself.
Beautiful.
Yep, that was quick in a nutshell, Dr.
Jan.
Because I got to go now. We've run out of time, but thank you, Raul. And that was a great question. Guys, I have enjoyed sharing this with you. Thank you so much. We will be here again next time here on the Jen Roaster Show with more to help you on your life's journey. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Roaster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Roaster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Roaster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.